Throughout history, disease has always spread quickly in small, confined areas. So it was in November last year that Bali recorded its first case of rabies, a disease traced to have recently come from a nearby island via illegally imported dogs. The first dead animal was received at a government scientist's laboratory in the same month. So since November, Dr. Dewa Made Nurandama's team has been trying to contain the outbreak, which last week claimed its ninth human life.
To contain disease in one area like the Phuket Peninsula, it's also easy to say, but the implementation is difficult. It's very difficult to stop cars or individual transport from the area up north. We asked the policemen whether it is possible to do it. They can't do it because the traffic is too heavy.
Rabies, while new to Bali, is widely distributed across the globe. With the first sign of the virus in November, the government quickly initiated its public awareness campaign.
In our public awareness, we have how a sick dog, a rabid dog, looks like, and also how humans get rabies. But the problem is, once we recognize clinical signs in animals or in humans, we could not recover it. There is no such treatment for rabies. Once the virus gets into the brain, then almost 100% the infected person will eventually die.
The next step was to roll out its vaccination campaign. Dr. Dharma says all available resources have been deployed to stop its spread.
The only way to eradicate or control rabies in human is to control it in animal. So in animal, we can do vaccination as high coverage as possible. If we could vaccinate our dogs with good vaccine coverage higher than 70%, rabies can be controlled.
Veterinarian Soa Sono spent 25 years at the Denpasar Regional Animal Sickness Education Centre until his retirement to private practice in 2001. He says while authorities are doing all they can to contain, vaccinate and control the spread of rabies on Bali, he has problems with the culling of Bali's stray dog population.
The culling is done by giving a poison called strychnine, which is very painful for the dog because it causes convulsion and very severe pain before it dies.
Animal welfare groups don't like the use of these poisons.
No, they don't want strychnine to be used for elimination of dogs. And this is against the international standard, actually.
Government scientist and veterinarian Dr. Dharma says there is a strong need for such methods.
Elimination, maybe a lot of people don't like this word, but according to our procedure here in Indonesia, we are still allowed to do that selectively, especially in the hotspot.
Just like in recent outbreaks, such as in China's Beijing and Shandong, the culling of stray animals, vaccination and public awareness are just some of the tactics to stop the spread of rabies. But Dr. Dharma says pet owners have to take more responsibility for the spread of disease.
We have 80 vaccination posts, you know. We ask people to bring their dogs to the vaccination posts, but some of them are busy with their business, with other things to do, so we are not happy with the coverage.
To press home the point, Bali's governor is considering a new law to keep pets on a leash or within homes. If found to be negligent, Governor Made Mangkupastika says pet owners may find themselves locked up, notably a better outcome than being stricken with this terrible disease.